Let us pick up where we left off.
I mean, that's
As
a
the
pretty
party
high
arrives.
DC that's a pretty high DC for a minor healing potion.
Oh, no, if you check the rules, you can craft poultices when you have the ingredients without a check, but they require an action to consume. You can do some gambling, and you can try to make a fast-acting poultice, in which case you roll a DC, and if you succeed, it becomes a bonus action.
Oh, yo, that's dope. Okay. I didn't see
a
the bonus
means-
action. Oh, I see it now. Okay, it's the last sentence. That's why I missed it. I was like, this is a lot. I read all of it, but the last sentence. I don't see what I'm supposed... Oh! Yay, ADHD brain. So good sometimes. Okay, okay. We ride. We have... by the way, we have Lefty, the goat. Or the sheep? Are they goats or sheep? I forget.
They're sheep.
It's a sheep. Yeah, so we have Lefty the sheep. Righty the sheep has already been consumed. We have Bartholomew. We have... Barbara, of course. And then we have... woman and child? As of yet, unnamed?
Yep. On this season of Entourage...
Hi, I'm busy driving. What's your name? Can someone do the coconut sound for me, please? Nope.
Yeah, let me try. No. Can you hear that, or is noise suppression killing it?
I think your noise suppression is killing it. Did mine come through with the...
Yeah, yours yes, came through.
Yeah. Yeah, so what's your name? We saved your life. Least you could do.
Huh?
Your name.
Huh?
Do not make me stop this cart.
Love donuts.
I will turn this cart around straight back to the werewolves.
Let's see.
Fuck you, Gibbs.
The mother's name is Arla, and the daughter's name is Arla Jr.
I'm gonna fucking.
Oh my god.
Bro.
Oh my god.
Bro. That's so lame, bro. You spent all this time working on the crafting rules and you couldn't pick a name? Alright, man. Alright. Alright.
Your brain cells explode.
We're going to the Crescent Gates! Put your tokens down there.
I love this. I guess I'll be here, and where's my... I need the horse.
This woman looks vaguely like Natalie Portman.
I don't actually see the horse on my list. Like, I don't see... Am I crazy?
Yes, but I don't think that's affecting this.
Bro, you know, I'd like to say I missed you, but... Yeah, it's wearing thin. It's wearing thin, dog. Can I please have the horse added to the companion so that I can steer it and move it on the map?
Sure you can.
That's cool true. Module that lets you connect tokens together, and then you can hop on the horse, and then if you move, it'll move the horse, and it'll move the wagon that you connected to, but there was a bug at one point where if you did it just the wrong way, it would just go blah, 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 and just like fly all over the screen. Like it was having a seizure.
Bro, I need you to do that sound effect for me one more time.
Blah, 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 blah.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. This was wonderful. I enjoyed that.
All right, let's see. Horse.
Yeah, his name was Harry. I named him after Arsena. Julia. After Arsena's upper lip. Uh-huh. I thought that was a good, sassy, bitchy joke, but whatever, it's fine. I'll get over it.
No, I'm just silently staring at you in character.
Oh, I see! Well, you know what? You're doing a great job. Yes.
There we go. Harry's brother named Tommy. Tommy
Jones. The air grows colder as you approach the walled settlement. Two square towers with peaked roofs flank a stone archway, into which is set a pair of 20-foot-tall iron-cast steel doors. Carved into the arch above the doors is the name Kreslik. The walls that extend from the gatehouses are 40 feet high. Atop the parapet, you see multiple figures wearing winterized armor, clutching spears and heavy crossbows. They watch you carefully. Next to them, you see some heavy-duty equipment. Wall-mounted ballistas, meant to be weapons of war, as well as strange contraptions that resemble the crude cannons you would find on pirate ships, but of more intricate design.
Okay.
As you get close enough, you will hear an echoing, a booming voice echo throughout the snow. One of the guards, with some form of thaumaturgy, speaks out towards you. Hail, travelers! Make yourselves known!
We are the humble adventurers, Mistwalkers. We've arrived with two of your own, who seek shelter. We also bring word from... Fuck, what was her name?
Margaret.
We bring word from the giant creepy spider lady. She's doing well. We have the herbs.
They look towards one another, a little confused. You may approach the gate. Keep your weapons to your sides.
Is it okay if they're on our backs?
I just elbow ambitiously shut the fuck up.
I thought it was funny. Fine.
Guards rarely have a sense of humor.
That's true. Can I please turn and look inside the cart where I assume Ilya and Felix and Barbara and the two commoners are? Can I please look over the commoners as we approach?
Sure thing.
I just want to make sure they're not bitten.
They seem to be fine. You don't see any injuries. Neither the mother or the child. Now here's a question. What are you guys going to do in regards to Barbara?
I've got this. Don't worry. Hey Barbara. Sweetheart. Dear.
Yeah?
I needed you this scarf. Would you please wear it? Here you are.
That's nice.
Yes, 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 yes. It's a lovely green scarf. Mm-hmm.
Ambition. It covers up her very glaring vampire bite mark on the side of her neck.
Yes, yes. Now, while we're in the city, I, for one, would really appreciate it if you could just keep wearing that scarf. Don't take it off until you are absolutely sure you're alone. Yes?
Okay.
Good, good. I was very worried about it. Okay. Yes, no worries. You're going to be just fine, dear. By the way, have we done your daily checkup, Lesser Restoration?
You did.
Some color returns to your cheeks.
And now we just pray that the guards are incompetent.
Arsenio, what the fuck is a competent guard?
Well, the walls are still standing. And when you're up against werewolves, that takes some modicum of competence, I assume.
Have any of you ever... I'm talking to the players. Have any of you seen Batman and Superman Fugitives? Have you seen that film?
No.
Okay, so it's a lovely animated DC film, and I'm sure you're aware the DC animations are actually quite good. Much better than the Marvel animations. Anyways, right? But it's Superman and Batman, and both of their villains have teamed up against them, and they've actually managed to turn the entire Justice League against them as well. And they're escaping through a sewer system, and Superman is wounded by a kryptonite bullet, and Superman and Batman are having a conversation as they make their way to the Batcave in the sewers under Gotham. And they have a conversation where Superman goes, "Batman, whatever happened to the good villains?" And Clark says, Bruce says, "Clark, what the hell is a good villain?" He's like, "You know, back when the villains just wanted to rob the bank, or, you know, like, rob a jewelry store and not just outright murder us." The good villains.
So true.
Is my favorite moment from the DC animated universe.
Oh! I know the one. I know what that is. He's real? bro, Justice League Unlimited was baller. Anyways, we're at the gates. Sorry for the side thought tangent brain. We'll slow approach.
One of the guards shouts over, "Who the hell is Batman?"
He's a mythical figure from my hometown.
Arsenal, Ambition, you left Thaumaturgy on for that entire rant.
Oh, bollocks! I love that concept, actually.
Felix just comes right up behind you. Cool.
Hold up, I have to talk to these idiot guards. Wait, what do you mean it's still on?
Looking at the hot miking like a politician.
Oh, hail and well met. Yes.
He's going to come outside.
Aren't you awfully cold in all of that splint and plate?
These guys have octagonal tokens. You know that they mean business.
I don't think that's what that means.
But look how sharp and pointy they are.
Let's not try and find out.
You have quite the discerning eye.
You've seen this uniform before. During the flashback battle, we've seen Andril making his last stand against Strahd. The diversion that was meant to take place.
Oh. Interesting. I wonder how they came to be here. I'll hand over the bag of herbs and say Margaret sends well wishes and sent us on ahead. We have
civilians, both sick and scared, seeking aid from Kresik.
So the latest Rhymewood evacuation didn't go through.
Unfortunately, one of your knights met their end protecting these two. We were able to scare off the remaining pack. By we, I mostly mean him. And I'll just point at TK. Mostly me.
Make his light shine brighter in the afterlife, too.
Ah, yes, 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 yes. Yes.
I think I've had enough brightness. It's with all this goddamn snow.
Oh, it's wonderful. I love the snow. I blend right in. You could miss me.
I think my eye is getting sunburned.
Just swap the eye patch to the other side. It'll be fine.
Pray tell, Mistwalkers. Where do you hail from?
Well, we just came from Valaki, but we're... Most of us are not from Barovia at all.
That much is clear. But you're the same Mistwalkers we've heard about.
Yes, if you heard good things, then yes. If not, then no.
Word travels fast. Especially after what happened during that festival massacre.
Oh yes, the massacre that we tried to prevent.
Could have been worse without us.
It could have. It could have. To be fair, our enemies had set upon the town well before we had even entered Barovia.
I shot the Dark Strahd
Count
in the face.
He's a cunning one.
Indeed.
I'm sure without your help, the town would have perished.
We actually faced off with him ourselves, you know. And we lived to tell the tale. Isn't that alone enough reason... Isn't that alone enough of a reason for us to speak with the abbot? Can you name any others who have spoken with him and lived? Let alone challenged him.
General Kresko, for once.
I assume that's who this
town is. The abbot's doors are always open. You may see the abbot as long as you're welcoming Kresik. Whether you're welcoming Kresik at all remains to be seen.
What would we need to do to be welcome in Kresik? I say, jingling my coin purse.
We're in the midst of a war. Your coin will do you no good. At least not with soldiers.
Can I look over the soldiers? I have a very particular question, but I'm not sure if it would be a perception or an insight. I would like to know if they look hungry. Do they look well fed?
The knights do.
Yes. The soldiers, though. The guards.
The soldiers, they don't look malnourished, but you can tell where the focus is spent into.
Well, coin, perhaps not, but there are other far more precious resources and scarce in these lands, I believe. Lefty! And I'll call the sheep forward. Would any of you be interested in lamb? Perhaps for the gods?
Bring meat.
Or for the civilians.
We are trying to redistribute farmland for the moment. We've lost quite a bit during our struggle against the werewolf tribes.
terribly sorry to ask, but I assume it's mostly tubers and that sort that grow here, yes?
We raise our own cattle, and we have some resistant plants and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
The cold cannot kill everything.
So true, too true.
If you're worried about your deeds, that is not the issue here. Your reputation precedes you, Mr. Walker. The issue is that of trust. We do not know who you are beyond just mere tales.
Oh, well, I'm Ambition. That's Arsinoe. Felix is the one in the back. He's probably the smartest of us. This is... Are we going with the old one or the new one?
New one.
This is Elia, Knight of Argenvost. Then there's Harry. I love Harry. Harry's probably my favorite party member. And then, yeah, Barbara and the commoners and Irina, of course. Mm-hmm.
Pleasure to meet you.
Yes.
Beyond introductions, we'll require a check.
Okay.
The land corrupts over time. Those of weaker will eventually fall to the darkness. A tale all too common. General Kresko will be interested in meeting you. Here in Kresik, we give transparency to all citizens. You may parley with him under supervision and compelled by truth.
That sounds fine. Yeah, I'm here for that. I'd love to meet the leader. Take me to your leader, I guess they would say.
Some basic tests before you're led to the gates.
I'm not a witch.
Well, one of the guards is going to step forward and he's going to pull out a very simple kit. It contains a vial of holy water, but it's very clearly a pure silver needle.
Shit. What do I do for Barbara here, guys?
Well, she's not fully turned yet.
Yeah, she'll grimace at it.
She might pass. Well, anybody would.
Okay.
Maybe she's
this is
too
fine.
Afraid of needles. If she starts freaking out, maybe we can convince them to let us give her the test under their supervision. And
actually, may I go first, please?
All right.
When they splash the holy water on me, I would like to... Sorry, something in my throat.
The ballistas are pointing at you, Ambition.
Oh my, that's no good. Which one of these looks like it would be where the guards would be housed for the night shift?
Either one works.
Okay. Did I pass? May I enter?
Don't seem to burn. But one of the knights steps forward. They all seem to have some extent of paladin abilities. They seem to study you carefully. You see a bright light appear on their hand as they hover a few inches away from your skin, Ambition.
Mm-hmm.
Looking curiously. You barely just pass.
What?
You carry corruption with you, woman. That sword of yours.
Oh, this thing. Oh, yes, I pulled it off of a monstrosity.
Powerful tool, no doubt. Also soaked in the blood of innocence.
Yeah,
something else as well.
Oh?
Are you going to try to hide your silver tongue that you got from Father Ezekiel?
Oh, 1,000%.
All right. In that case, please roll me.
Yeah?
I'll allow either a stealth or deception.
I'm going with deception. Who are you kidding? and I have advantage, because I'm me. That
and
sucked.
You rolled that because you're you.
Do you want to borrow my inspiration that you so kindly gave me?
Hey, you know, I would love that.
Go for it.
Thank you. Thank you, my boy.
There we go.
Yeah, well that's him.
No, that's a knight.
Oh, yeah.
One terrible second here.
That's a fucking natural 20.
Yeah, I'm not going to beat that.
We must apologize for our friend here. She is an idiot. We have purposely trained her wrong as a joke.
We have one such recruit as well.
Every group has like one, don't they?
But they do manage to clock in that you have a cursed item. That's your tongue ambition. Like I said, you barely just pass.
Yes, I'll just say...
going to sit in.
I was cursed by a witch, you see. It's a terrible ordeal. May I enter now? It's cold out here.
Yeah, that's roll me a deception check for lying.
Okay.
Oh, damn! So, not a fate you chose for yourself then.
No!
On you instead.
Yes, yes, this is a terrible, terrible ordeal. Pity me, good sir, pity me.
Be careful. You're not beyond saving. Dance dangerously close to darkness.
I don't have pupils, so I want you to know that I'm rolling my eyes, but there's no way they know. I just want to point that out.
Next up, it will be you, Ilya.
Alright, now I would like to point out, I don't know.
Terribly sorry, I can't actually... I can't move through the guards.
I have a ring of mind shielding, just in case that affects things. When wearing this ring, you're immune to magic that allows other creatures to read your thoughts, determine whether you're lying, know your alignment, or your creature type. They can telepathically communicate with you only if you allow it. So, I don't know how that will affect.
Aren't they going to check the horse? Maybe it's an evil horse.
I was just going to put him out of the way. It's a horse.
Of course.
Thank you. I was going to do it too.
You forget the nightmares you fought at the beginning of the campaign?
The who?
The nightmare that
Strahd's,
was
Felix horses.
Felix like critically succeeded on borrowing for a while.
I jacked his horse and carriage.
Horse is safe.
Yes, it's a fucking horse, mate.
Look, have they seen Barbara yet?
Not yet. So going one by one.
She was in the wagon. So I here's what I would like to do while they're doing their thing. No, that's unlikely to probably work.
I will
try to sneak her through.
Can I share with you? My intention is to create a distraction. Once I'm on the inside of the gate, I'm going to use create food and water.
That's fine. I was just about to telepathically send you a message to create a distraction. Now that you're on the inside, because what I would like to do is use my magic ring to cast a Veil Stride surreptitiously and bury. Oh, I can't carry her. Never mind. Can't do that. She has to be attuned to
I have a minor illusion.
5 foot.
I could probably just make an illusion around her arm of nothing happening. When they poke her with the needle and
you might have to make an illusion of her not freaking out and combusting.
What if we have her?
I have control flames. Does that help?
Okay, but do you have sleep?
No sleep. What if she just throws a tantrum of, you know, scared, and we convince them to let us poke her with a needle, and then somebody who's good at sleight of hand just pretends real good.
Yeah, that was what I was going to suggest earlier, and then we can do that.
I'll happily make a distraction so you can have a little bit better odds.
I'll be on standby with magic in case this fails.
Okay.
I will give her the instructions telepathically.
Okay, I'll be waiting.
Wail and cry.
Oh, yeah, not a problem.
I mean, Barbara, not you. You're not going to freak out and wait.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, feel free. It would be effective.
I mean,
you'd probably get ballisted in the face, though.
Who are you kidding?
Well, while you contemplate, Ilya, it will extend the same test to you.
We fucked up, guys. We forgot one.
You know, I got my ring of mind shielding, so. I don't know whether
you probably just look very sickly in the winter curse. But yeah. Because you are a Silver Order revenant, you don't react to the usual undead signs, such as burning under holy water or discomfort under silver. You will look a little confused, but since you physically don't give off any signs and mentally you're shielded, the knight just ponders for a moment. I was sure. Never mind. You ought to see a doctor once you're inside, friend. You're looking a little close to the other side.
Well, I did dive into freezing water in order to kill a werewolf, so I'm not feeling my best at the moment.
Understandable. Seek assistance once your group has been cleared. For the time, this one is safe too. He announces to the rest of the guards and allows you to move forward, Ilya.
Okay. Is Quill gonna require any special? You know what? I'm not even gonna. To have a question, I'm going to have Quill just fly off somewhere, and he'll join us later.
All right. Irina goes next. Irina is going to make a constitution saving throw. Well, for her. While she is bothered by the holy water and the needle, she manages to remain completely unfazed on the outside by the test. When they try to probe any deeper, she will immediately play the my dead father was a burgomaster card, presenting her family insignia. These two settlements have not talked in a while, but still remember each other. They seem to recognize the symbol, and seeing as she passed the tests, and she has a letter here, she will be allowed through. Irina visibly relaxes once she's on the other side. So next.
I guess it could be our turn, unless Arsinoe or the woman and her child want to go first.
Woman and child, I just clear them in now. They're from Rhymewood. They're fine. They're normal.
Okay.
Test.
So I'll go next and do my test first.
And Arsinoe's kind of just hanging back as backup in case it goes wrong here with these two.
Yeah, I'll do my test first, and then Barbara can come up with me. Why can't... Oh, if I'm on ruler mode. There. So let's do my test. But I'm not going to go through. I'm just going to loiter until Barbara can go next after me.
Right. Felix, you are a Dampier.
It is true.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, I just got... Oh!
I'm pretty sure you mean Lathander. No, it's Illmater. It's Jesus. Yeah, the other cheek and all that. It's definitely Illmater.
Wait a moment.
What?
But, oh. I got an all-consuming heartburn.
Did you fucking die?
He just took that test, and apparently he is failing the test. The DM is undead.
I knew it.
That's the title of the new isekai. My DM was undead.
My DM was undead and now joined his undead ranks.
Yeah. Anyway,
in another world.
Felix already uses silver weapons and stuff, and he's not really particularly vulnerable to holy water, so as far as he knows, there's not really anything to be concerned with here. You okay, Kip?
Whew. Yeah. I just got hit with like this huge heartburn, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Getting older sucks.
Maybe it's because my breakfast consisted of two monsters. Maybe that's why.
Oh,
That'll do it.
And they're inside you fighting, and that's what's happening. Got it. Makes perfect sense.
Does anyone remember the, like, monsters where the sign of the devil lady? Like that old video?
Oh, yeah. My favorite part is where she points out the MILF in the box.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Okay. I'm back to being alive. I almost failed the test myself. Felix, you might have a slight reaction. Go ahead and roll me a constitution saving throw to see how well you can mask it.
All right.
You are going to flinch a little, nothing too prominent. And aside from that, you do not have any cursed items.
Yeah, those are all on me.
That will be.
Speaking of cursed items, it's been a hot minute since that necklace has done anything.
Felix, you may pass through.
Okay, I'm not going to pass
through. Speaking of necklaces.
I'm loitering.
All right.
I'm going to call Barbara for her test now. She's going to... I'm reminding her to freak out, cry, scream, struggle, do anything to avoid getting that needle in her, pretend that she's scared.
Oh my, she's been through a lot recently. That might not be a good idea.
Barbara is going to channel the uncanny ability of remembering the past 2 weeks where she lost her family and her town burned down and there was a massacre in the streets and her own father's corpse was possessed by Ozobus and she was beaten and slowly turned into a vampire and she will begin to cry.
And Felix is actually just going to explain that exact same thing to the guards and he's like, which last part? That her
she the was... part where she got turned into a vampire.
No, not that part. The rest of it. Like her father's corpse being possessed by Ossibus, holding her over the fire of nearly killing her, etc. To explain why she's having this reaction and if they... Hopefully, his goal is to convince them to not give her the test, because she's just a kid, and she's already been through so much.
Her backstory is so tragic, she's going to make a great rogue someday.
So are they buying it?
I'd say roll me either a deception or performance with advantage.
Okay. Definitely deception.
That'll do it.
I don't know. They have good insight. Let me roll. Just barely.
Okay. So I'm going to take
one of the knights seems a little suspicious and keeps looking a little too long. The other knight just kind of, you know, smacks him on the pauldron. Don't be heartless. She'd be more comfortable with you.
Great. Then I will just usher her through the gate and we'll go together.
Actually, no, you're the last one.
All right. Do I still have the shield of St. Andrew? Or did somebody take that from
yes,
me?
Yes, you do.
Alright. Can I kind of just like show that off as a badge of office? Essentially? Would they even know what it is?
They would, but they're going to comment on it in a way that they don't believe it's a real one. Beautiful replica. You have him as your saint as well?
How could I not with all the great deeds that he did?
Name and three. Just...
Oh my god.
Is he fake parroting boy?
You're a band of St. Andrel?
Fuck, I don't remember.
Name three of his miracles.
But all the three things that we saw, right? I mean, you could talk about him, his fight with Strahd.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember everything we saw in the flashback.
Do you want the notes?
Yeah. What do you got? And he fought Strahd. He basically gave his life for this knightly order, didn't he? Creating a distraction for them.
Yeah. He went out. He rallied the troops and went out, even though he was very sure that he was going to die. Just to try to get past, or just to try to buy some time for against Strahd. Also, he helped Valakia stand against Strahd. Let's see.
Name three of his feats. Well, he fought Strahd. He fought Strahd, and he fought
Strahd. And then he fought Strahd again. The Festival of Blazing Sun celebrates his last stand against Strahd in Valakia, where St. Andrel helped people escape Barovia before the mist closed in, but he was slain. Many believe that one day the soul of St. Andrel will return, and the people will once again have a hero of the sun to shepherd them out of the mist.
I regale the knights.
I really know your skills.
Yes, thank you. I agree. Flips hair.
You are clear as well. But, small thing. Not much corruption. But still noticeable. You know that pendant on your neck? That looks like a devil. It's cursed, right?
Ambition stole that while I was unconscious.
Yeah, that belongs to me now.
After Strahd cooked me.
I've been wearing it.
Ambition?
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
The knights are going to ask to confiscate that pendant. You're carrying too many cursed items.
No, 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 no. You misunderstand. Let me lie. I am a holy woman. I am the chosen of a divine from beyond this realm, and it is my divine task, my divine mandate, if you will, to collect cursed objects and ferry them away from those who would be corrupted by them. I and only I can resist the influence of these objects.
Question. Does Malice actually believe that?
Huh? I didn't hear you.
Does Malice actually believe that?
Who?
God damn it! Ambition!
Yes. Oh, what's do I believe
if you're
that?
Lying?
I'm just racist with against tiefling women, apparently.
Oh, okay. Here's the deal. It is certainly not my divine mandate, but she is extremely confident that nothing bad will happen to her.
To change her name to Arrogance.
I'll let you do a persuasion.
Oh, you want a persuasion, you said. It's a 16 total, but considering it was a natural one, meh.
That'll be sufficient. God will let you through steel. But you're on thin ice, ambition.
But actually, it's a thin layer of snow out. But I see what you mean.
Arsene's just gonna shove Ambition through the gates, like, go, stop talking, go.
But I love talking. Oh, one last thing before I go. I leave you all. No, it's a good thing. I'm going to do a good deed. I promise. You can trust me, Arsene.
Your words only make me more nervous.
No, it's fine. I'm going to help these poor soldiers. I like to point at one of the knights and point at the other knight and go, grab some barrels, would you? As I just start spawning apples and cheese wheels. And
pulling up the Skyrim console.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
/ spawn cheese wheel 9001.
That's the right, baby.
Isn't the food made with that spell, like, barely nutritious?
No, it's nutritious.
Bland but nourishing, it says.
I think it's bland. Yeah, bland. I'm gonna say it doesn't taste good.
Wheels of
hey, American but it's cheese. It's food, though.
No, it's not cheese wheels. You're spawning Kraft singles.
God!
Kraft singles, white bread, and tap water.
I would just like to go, well, I for one, appreciate the service of you knights and the guards, and thought you might like a parting gift. Please enjoy. Gibbs, are you dead?
I am looking into some files, but I can hear you.
Okay, did you want to respond in any way?
I responded in my mind. Ambition?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry, I had to rip myself up like a lawnmower.
Beating your chest like a gorilla. Yes.
Fuck. I need to drink more Monster to fix this.
I don't think that's how it works. All right.
Oh! Ambition, your manifestation of food and water is going to be welcomed by the guards. It's on the bland side. But, hey, it's wartime. They'll appreciate it either way.
Yes, exactly.
Fine. You can keep the necklace. But be careful. You're accumulating too much.
Oh, they always say that about me. Does anyone else have any cursed items you'd like me to carry as we walk away?
The city is very packed. You'll be fine. It'll be very hard for you to find a spot. We'll have a knight escort you somewhere. First, you should meet General. Welcome to Kresik, the last bastion of defense against the dark forces of Barovia.
Thank you. Are we supposed to tip them? I heard somebody thump just then, and I hope it was because of what I said.
Can we find an inn or something? The air here hurts my face.
Once you get closer to the town proper, you realize that Kresik is not really a town, per se, at least in the traditional sense. It becomes apparent that this used to be an old military outpost, and all buildings within have been severely cramped into the very limited space available here. The streets are confusing. The buildings tower over each other, covering most of the sunlight. The streets are buzzing with activity, especially now with all of the townspeople moving in as refugees. It's a good reference for what you will be looking at.
Hmm. I'm sure it's lovely in the summer.
This place is a jungle.
I don't think there is a summer here. What?
Plenty of dark corners to sneak around in. Walls to climb.
Oh. I thought you were implying that I came from the jungle.
No. Just, this environment is well suited to your particular set of skills.
Well, let's hope so, because we have an investigation of this abbot coming up.
Right.
Moment.
So the knight is escorting us somewhere that he thinks we will be able to stay? Is that what's going on?
Yeah. You said this entire place is extremely over capacity. Most people seem to be sharing houses at this point, crammed into the small available spaces. Even then, you still see people unpacking on the side of the road. Probably from towns like Rhymewood and others nearby, moved into Kresik for safety.
What can you tell us about Kresik Knight?
nothing, dude.
Well, I mean, there has to be somewhere you would like to visit in your downtime. Anywhere you'd recommend?
You're asking for his favorite brothel?
Just in general, just if he has any... Just give us the lay of the land, man!
That is the, actually is the name of his favorite brothel.
No, I haven't got to any brothels.
Probably
you know what? I'm putting you in the only inn I can think of that has availability. Welcome to Darovish's Inn.
Creative name. As far as not being a bitch.
You know we're a military outpost.
Aren't soldiers supposed to have, like, dirty senses of humor?
I mean, he's a paladin, though, right? So...
Yeah, if they tell a joke, they can't lay on hands for at least 36 hours. The joke is too dirty.
That is true.
Good for you to find levity. But for us, it's been an ongoing struggle for the past few months.
Yeah, well, join the club, buddy. As far as I understand it, it's been a goddamn struggle in this valley for... How many hundreds of years, Gibbs?
Yeah.
500, at least?
It was going on 1,000, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Slightly over a millennia.
Yeah, you'll get used to it.
None like this one, I'm afraid. Openly defined account has its costs.
Well, that seems like something that should be discussed with a tax collector.
What?
Oh, counting costs.
Paladins, no sense of humor. Keep up.
I thought it was clever.
But, yeah. You guys are going to be taken to a small little tavern and inn. You finally see some, respite from the endless storm out there. Get some ambient music.
Felix, I just saw what you typed in Discord, and I hate you.
That was really more of a suggestion for ambition, I'll be honest.
I was being good.
Let me see if you can see the art.
Yes. And that fireplace totally looks like a mimic.
No, I don't.
Shut the fuck up, Gibbs.
I'm writing that idea down right now.
The most cruel thing I ever thrown in a party, early level, it's a potion of healing mimic.
Did you wait until they were in a fight for it to reveal itself?
Yep.
That's incredible.
What kind of fuckus ambience is this? Guy's lighting a chair. Sorry. Tavern, there you go.
10 hours of tavern ambience occasionally broken up by metalpipe.lev.
Well, you poor souls are going to be greeted by a heavily coated man, also hiding away from the cold, wiping away some mugs of ale. What can I get you? And where do you hail from?
I think we need a room. Some rooms.
Or two.
And most recently from Valakia.
Valakia. And here I thought we had it bad. Then, a couple of weeks ago, we saw those light spectacles. Explosions all over the town. How are you guys faring?
I have been better.
Well, we're doing better than the citizens of Valakia, I think, but they're recovering.
Alive and not totally frozen yet.
Getting your tears to suffer? Because I'm telling you, you're not going to find a good life here.
We have we hear that there's a war on.
Second one, cool. Yeah.
Can you tell us anything about how the war started?
Again. Everyone knows the story. You're talking about the war on Ravenloft or the war on the werewolves?
The werewolves.
Right.
I thought there was a peace between the two. Two of you.
Peace?
Or at least more like uneasy lack of violence.
Barely tolerated each other. Stayed out of one another's turf for the most part. Some 11, 12 years ago, I think, the last remaining son of the general tried to broker peace within the tribes. Doing a pretty good job at it, I believe. We almost had them on our side, from what I hear. Then, he was murdered. I don't keep up with the werewolf stuff, but one of the tribes, the son of the chieftain, murdered the son of the general. Plunged both sides into a deep hatred. 10 years later, that same son assumes control of the ruling tribe and decides to make a pact with Ravenloft. And we're stuck in this mess. Pretty straightforward, don't you think?
Well, sounds like he's the problem. I will say, looking knowingly over at the rest of the party.
Does this werewolf chieftain have a name?
Carol, I believe they called him.
I'm sorry, you're saying Carol?
Carol, yeah.
Okay.
Apex or whatever.
Does he have a last name? Do werewolves have last names?
Some do. Not sure if this one does. I don't really follow much of that.
What can you tell us about the general? I notice his name is similar to the town. Is he like the Valaki family? Is this town named after one of his ancestors?
Well, this place was in a town way back when. It's a military outpost. Dresscoats were a long line of Barovian war heroes, I believe. Some old ancestor of his has to have been the reason why this outpost was named Kresik. But trust me, he earns the title. As hopeless as things are, if there's one person in this place that I trust absolutely to get us out of trouble, it's General Dmitry Kreskov.
So, unlike the Baron of Valakia, this blue blood actually has some confidence about him. Good to know.
All Kreskovs serve as knights before they move on to rulers.
And you say that the general lost his son?
Well, his youngest. That's what triggered the conflict with the werewolves. Okay. And his three oldest is what triggered the conflict with Ravenloft.
Does he have any living family?
None left. Still married, his wife, but they're both quite old. I don't think they're going to be making any more kids.
Unfortunate.
So the line dies probably, with him then.
Probably ought to warn you. Don't bring up his children around him. He can be short-tempered about it.
Arsene's just going to look at Ambition.
What?
If you must know, Mitri had 4 children. Kresik was always defiant. Dmitri especially. aside from not following any blood sacrifice that Ravenloft demanded, we would save towns from the evil and abuse of Ravenloft. He forbade the worship of Strahd or any of his vampiric abilities. Even if he tried to erase our history, Dimitri kept it alive. Here in Kresik, we are taught about our roots in Barovia. And we call the Morning Lord, by his proper title, Paler.
Oh, I know him.
Personally?
Of course we all know him. His children.
Can you drop that in the chat so I know how to spell it?
Sure. Anyways, for this defiance, Strahd sought to break the victory.
And like any thug or mafia leader, he went after his children, his family.
Yeah. He placed a cursed, wicked curse upon his children. And one by one, they began to die. It was only his youngest that survived, thanks to the grace of the abbot.
The abbot but can counter
the death occurs from the count. Yes, he can. A man of many miracles he is. If it wasn't for him, this war would have been lost long ago.
We have business with the abbot as well. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
We have business with the abbot as well. What can you tell us about him?
Well, what can we say? Gift from Paler, he must be. Sent to save us, or at least to soothe our pain for the time being. He came to Kresik some 200 odd years ago. Looks like just a man. At first, we distrusted him. Eventually, we noticed he wouldn't age. But holy magic he wields, the divine power, beyond question. Give him a battalion of injured, exhausted soldiers, and he'll have the entire platoon ready to fight the very next day.
And what that are your thoughts amazing. On these so-called mongrel folk? They are common
sight. Sorry for them. They're not allowed with the rest of us. A mutual agreement. They can become feral sometimes. Some more than others.
When you say not allowed with the rest of you, where are they allowed?
The abbot keeps them all in the Abbey of St. Markovia with him. They live together in a community.
I see. Abbot sounds like wonderful fellow. Can't wait to meet him.
Indeed. Well,
if you anyone can else important to town we should know about?
Not really.
What's the relationship between the general and the abbot?
Smooth, for the most part. We all look up to the abbot, but he's made it very clear that he does not wish to lead in any way or shape or form. He stays away from our affairs, for the most part. Every so often, he might provide guidance or counsel. It's the general who calls the shots.
Does the name Toranescu ring any bells around here?
Sounds vaguely familiar. It was that old family that led the werewolves. I was younger.
Any idea what happened to them?
No clue. But knowing werewolves, I'm sure they're still around. Cannot really get rid of them.
Arsino nods. And she's gonna go warm up by the fire.
The mimic fire? Be careful.
But yeah. The barkeeper is going to pour you all a free round of whiskey to welcome your arrival on the house to warm yourselves up.
That's right, nice of you. Thank you. He looks well down it. Straight back. So, did the two refugees come with us? Or did they get settled somewhere else?
They would have gotten settled somewhere else.
Okay.
Convenient.
And I suppose, could we trouble you for a couple of rooms tonight?
Sure thing. We've still got some space left. A lot of refugees coming in, and we're not exactly slowing down in how fast we grow, but hey, at least there's no tourism.
I guess so.
It'll just be a gold per person.
Okay, Felix can pay it out of the party loot. That's 6 gold.
How about, stabling for a dear equine companion?
Oh, stables, we got plenty.
Yes. You be sure to tend to my tend to my horse then.
About your sheep?
Oh, I gave the sheep away.
Oh,
it's gone. Yeah.
Sure will.
I'll turn to the soldier who walked us here. Is the general expecting us?
The knight simply stands guard. Rest for now. It's unclear when the general will be free. Once he is, he'll send word. I'll guide you to a meeting.
Fair enough. It must be the evening time, right? So I think we came to the gate at the in the evening or at night.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, before sundown.
Let's do a long rest, folks. Yeah?
Yeah.
Can we take a 5-minute break IRL as well? I could really go use the bathroom. I kind of.
Yeah, well, sure. Right quick before you run. Are we going to level?
Not right now.
All right, then.
Close, but not now.
Bro, it's been like 5 minutes since we leveled up. This is way too long.
Every two combats, right? So I kind of missed the note about Pelor. Pelor is their local name for who?
The Morning Lord.
Oh.
My meds are hitting hard, y'all.
Hit them back.
Doing my best.
Making you sleepy?
Very. It's hard to focus my eyes.
I'm going to go ahead and use aid. So, Felix, Arsenal, and Ambition, if you want to take 15 max hit points.
Don't mind if I do.
Is that temporary hit points or... just increases the max.
Temporary maximum. So what I turn on the edit mode of your character sheet. And if you configure hit points, add the temporary maximum. And then you'll probably have to adjust your current hit points.
I am going to click the long rest button. Harshno, how was your holidays and everything? I haven't talked to you since then.
Holidays and everything were pretty good.
Yeah,
anything fun? I celebrated my birthday last weekend.
Oh, congratulations. Happy birth.
Yay.
What are you, like 40 now?
Close. 65.
So close.
No, I'm 28 now.
Jesus. What a baby.
Yeah.
Do anything fun for your birthday?
We went to an anime convention in Sacramento called Sac Anime.
That's cool.
Yep. Went there with my partner and their sisters and their children. And we lost my niece for like 10 minutes. So that was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, she's, I'll say she's 7 now. About to turn 8.
She's old enough to be smart enough to,
yeah,
get help or, you know, stay still.
As yeah, opposed
to like a 3-year-old who's just gonna lose it.
We wrote my sister is like expert parent, so she wrote down her number on the children's arms. So if they got lost, then
yeah,
they could show security the number and call. But we found her before that happened. It's not a con unless at least one thing goes wrong, right?
Yep.
That sounds right. Did anybody get the con crud?
It's only been a week, so... If we did, it's incubating.
If it's incubating for like a week, you guys have got some serious fucking con.
No, I don't think any of us got the con crud this time.
Good.
Well, the most important thing is, did you buy anything cool?
I got a whole bunch of stickers for my laptop, but that was about it. I would have bought more art, but I've got like... a whole table full of posters that I haven't hung up yet. And I didn't want to add to it until I hang these ones up.
That makes sense.
Oh, I also got a Naruto themed like canvas backpack. It's really nice. It's one of those ones with the flap over the top instead of a zipper.
Yeah. I think campus backpacks are cool. I mostly don't have them. But I like them.
It's nice because it doesn't have like Naruto written anywhere on it. It's just a canvas bag with the, like, Ninetales seal on the flap that goes over it.
Oh, yeah. So not a lot of explicit branding.
Yeah.
Trademarks and shit, yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Hang in there.
I'm working on it, dude. Ugh. Meds.
I agree. There's this vampire, well, I guess not specifically vampire, but World of Darkness, like animated series. It's called Hunter the Parenting. And in one of their like short mini episodes, there's like a horse that they own, but the horse is like creepy and demonic, and it's like an oracle or something. And the horse talks about like Kindred and Guru, which are vampires and werewolves, and it keeps on repeating, "The abbot will know." So my headcanon right now is that your horse is demonic ambition.
Of course you would think that, racist.
Hey, I summon my horse from the astral plane, okay? I know my horse is good.
Did I send you the My Blade?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm sending you My Blade. One second. I'm going to send you the extended cut because I'm an asshole.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm joking. I'll send you the original and then the extended cut. That way you can laugh at it. Does anyone else want it?
Sure.
Post it here.
Boy, I love clicking on an embedded video and getting a fucking ad. Very good extended cut. Very good. 12 hours. Love it.
I love dungeons. My roommate got me a gift for Christmas, and it's the plushie of him, of the Chaotic Good Barbarian. He's even got the little dead lich backpack.
Forged by dwarven blacksmiths with autism.
So you know it's good.
That was the best. My favorite.
My one. Blade has been greased in gnomes. So you know it. God.
He has this thing where he's constantly talking about interracial gnomish marriage with some of the other shorts.
I'm back. I think I am sick. Sick. I just threw up.
Uh-oh.
Nice. I think that means it's time to call it.
Like, no, I can continue. Don't worry.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, but, I mean,
before it sits in.
Dude, if you're sick, you should get some rest. Like,
Julia is also passing out.
Yeah, I'm dying.
Julia is biased.
I am very biased. I cannot help but be super biased. I'm so sorry.
I'd be okay. Are
you sure with... okay?
Yeah, we can make it up next time.
Getting to an end seems like a good breakpoint.
All right, we can do that then.
We're good.
Sorry,
I want to go pass the fuck out. Welcome back, Levy. Gibbs, get some rest. You deserve to feel good. Goodbye.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Bye, guys.
All right. Feel better, see man. See y'all next time. Right. Feel better,
Gibbs. Hope you feel better. Alex,